introduction. So I'm going to talk a little bit about Teotitlan del Valle, which is my hometown in Oaxaca. I want you to put in the map Oaxaca, like, for you to have an idea on where we are located. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about population and the Zapotec Valley variant that I speak, and the language situation. Then I'm going to talk about the course that I have developed in order to teach Zapotec as a second language. I'm going to talk about the objectives of the course, and then the methodology, the content, and about my class, and then the impact that it has had the class in the village, like with people from there. And then my achievements and like my future goals. Okay, you'll see that I have in the presentation like two written in the title. I have the first part written in Zapotec. Well, it'll be Lua, like to say Oaxaca. And Oaxaca is located in the southern part of Mexico. So where you see the red dot, there's Oaxaca. Then my hometown is the Teotitlan del Valle in Zapotec, we call it Jigye. So Oaxaca, Teotitlan del Valle is a village which is located 40 minutes is Oaxaca City, and well, it belongs to the Tlacolula de Matamoros district. According to the 2010 census, the population is of 5,638 people in the village. Okay, so this is Zapotec. It belongs to the Otomangan family. One of the main characteristics of this family languages is that it's they are tonal languages. So sometimes the complexity of teaching tone can be like an issue on how I can be able to teach tone. But I have found easy ways and methods on how I can train my students so they can achieve tone. Well, Zapotec is spoken in the valley, northern and southern Sierra, and the isthmus. I'm going to focus on the valley because that's my variant. I want to mention that even when it's the same language from the same family, variants are very, very different from one another. Like a person who speaks the northern Sierra Zapotec wouldn't understand a person who speaks the isthmus variant. So that's like how they can be the same, well, very different and being the same language. So that's, language situation. First of all, I want you to appreciate this picture. That's my grandmother's birthday, 2 years ago. I want you to see this picture because my grandmother, she's a monolingual of Zapotec, and she still wears the traditional customs, very traditional, I mean, from the village. I don't dress like that anymore. And young people like my age and like my mother's age, they don't. It's very unusual for them to wear like that. But we fortunately still have old ladies that keep the customs. So in Teotitlan del Valle, there's 3,658 Zapotec speakers. According to the 2010 census, which is one of the last censuses in Mexico. So there's a big issue going on with the discrimination against indigenous languages in general in Oaxaca. Though Oaxaca is a Mexican state with the most indigenous languages spoken in Mexico, native speakers of these languages commonly experience discrimination based on stereotypes, like wearing like the kind of dress that people wear. And so society, general society in Oaxaca, knowing that we have this entire diversity, they still have these thoughts about, because I'm wearing like that, or because I speak your language, an indigenous language, I can be ignorant, or I cannot succeed in society or in like social context or in academic context. So, which is obviously not true. So based on that, and because of my experience as a native speaker of Zapotec, I always wanted to create and to teach Zapotec. Zapotec isn't a language that is commonly written. Actually, in my variant, there's not a standardized way of write the language. So people sometimes they base their writing on how they listen to it, so in more like in a phonetical way. So I have worked on the creation of this Zapotec course that I name the Teganiundishlashtejie, which basically means let's speak Zapotec from Teotitlan. So my students learn the language and cultural context in this course. I want to mention, and I have to be, I want to be clear that my students, they're not from the village. They're not, I'm not teaching this course in my village. I teach this course in the city of Oaxaca at this Biblioteca de Investigación Juan de Córdoba Research Library, where I coordinate educational programs. And so I have had the opportunity to develop my program there, and I have had the support. So this course is basically for people who are interested up to 15 years old. So because of the methodology, so my students, they're not like necessarily related with Zapotec, but I have had some students that their grandparents or parents speak Zapotec, but they, for some reason, they don't. So they're also like motivating themselves, like they wanted to be part of their of the community of their parents. So they are trying to find these roots by taking the course. And also, I have had students that they're from other parts of the country, from Mexico, as they're moving to Oaxaca, and they feel like it's part of the how they can belong to their new life. And then also, I have people from different parts of the world, from other countries, like are very interested in learning Zapotec. So the methodology, I based the course on two different methodologies that allow me to introduce grammatical and cultural situations, but in a dynamic way. Since my experience as a student, when I was a student, it was very boring for me, like just sitting there and learning and listening to the teacher and taking notes, and I want my students to be part of the learning process. So since the first day there, I assured them that they speak Zapotec since the beginning. So even when they are not related with it, so the two methods that I use is one, communicative approach, which basically, well, as I told you, we don't have a standardized way of writing. So I've been writing Zapotec for 4 or 5 years now. There's an orthography that was developed by a linguist from the San Francisco State University, Troy Carleton. So I base my writing part on her proposal. So communicative approach, probably some of you know this, like it focuses on dialogues, like in real situations. My students, they don't need to memorize or have a structure like very mechanical so they can produce the language. So I give them like the freedom and I give them the tools to develop the language. So I also use a total physical response that relates what they are learning with movements so they can easily remember situations and then produce the language. Well, the class content that I have developed is based also on this. I want them to learn a cultural context together with the language. So I try to adapt the topics that I teach based on this. So they can learn greetings, introductions to how to meet people, how it'll be a speech in the market, with friends, etc. So the impact inside the village that these courses have had is that, well, one of the main activities of this course is that I take my students to the village so they can learn about, practice what they have learned and also learn more vocabulary, learn like the real context of being a Zapotec speaker. And in my intention to find more resources to give them so they could appreciate, enjoy, and practice what they have learned, I took the decision to take them to the village, which is not that far from the city, so they could practice. And somehow that I wasn't planning and that it was in a unconscious way is that it has had an impact, a very nice and beautiful impact in my village with kids and young people. Because when my students go there in the market with parents, with kids trying to practice their Zapotec, people are like, from the village are like amazed. And they're like, why do you want to learn Zapotec? And then, I mean, my students, they give their reasons, many of them, because it's a language that is spoken here in Oaxaca. It sounds beautiful. It's a challenge for me because it's tonal, and because my father or my mother, my grandparents, they used to speak Zapotec, and then for some reason I don't speak it anymore. So it's a way to find my part of my identity, my cultural, my background. So people there in the village are like thinking more about it, and then I have heard many mothers after I take my class to the village, like, oh, I'm teaching my child Zapotec now. They're more like, she or he is more interested in learning the language, or mothers telling me, I spoke to my child and I told him that what you don't want to learn Zapotec. Look, they are not from here, they value it. So it has had a very nice impact that I really even wasn't thinking like to do that. This activity, of course, not only has a first knowledge of the students, but also has motivated some parents to their children, to teach their children Zapotec and to value it. So my achievements until now is that in this social context that continues to devalue indigenous languages, this program has increased appreciation and among students from outside the community, as well among community insiders. So my challenge now is to take this course to Teotitlan and work with kids, directly with kids and young people, so they can like learn Zapotec, not anymore like probably as their mother language, but as a second language. And I mean, that's like a big challenge that I want to achieve. Hopefully these years I can start with the program there. And I mean, I hope you have, I have said all I have to say. And well, shtizu, which means thank you, mahalo. And that's my contact information for it. And if you have some questions, I'm happy and go ahead.
How long is the course and how many hours at a time are the students participating?
Good question. It's twice a week, 2 hours per class. So it's 4 hours 1 week. The course is the first, like the basic one is, I have to teach 52 hours in order to achieve the first course. I have created my own material. And then in total there are three courses of 52 hours each one. So it has a continuity, like I teach like basic first, very basic things that my students can learn and understand the language. And then after that, these first 3 months, I take them to the second level, to another 3 months, so they can develop more their speech.
Mm-hmm. Yes. At what point, when you take them to the village to talk to first speakers, are they able to converse? At what point does that happen?
Yeah, I take my class just right like 4 or 5 classes before finishing the first course. Like they, at that point, they have this vocabulary and they are like confident to produce a language with a native speaker. So sometimes my students, they don't believe me that they could be, they can be able to go to the village and understand it and speak it. But they're really amazed when we get to the village and they immediately in the market start to listen to the language and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm understanding everything. And like, I can say hi, I can buy. So one of the conditions to take my students to Teotitlan in the market in the mornings is do not have breakfast before. So I take them to the market and the condition is you are going to get into the market and you are going to have breakfast there. But anything you want to eat, you have to ask it in Zapotec. So that's one of the conditions. So they like, I push them, but in a, and I motivated them, but also giving them confidence. And I make jokes with them and like contextualizing like the class and the what they're learning. Yeah.
You mentioned that it's difficult to teach your students the tone. How do you
teach them? Well, what I do is I record minimal pairs. And then I put them, I give them in CDs so they can hear it. But also tongue twisters, that's like something very challenging, and I always have prizes for them. After they achieve the right way, the tongue twister, and that's basically this. So it's kind of fun and they can practice it a lot. And then I ask them also to create their own tongue twisters based on the vocabulary that I teach them.
Yes?
I was just wondering if there's a lot of like homework sort of associated with your classes. Do the students go home and then listen to the CDs over and over again, and do they do self-study as well, or is the majority of the language?
Well, I have right now these great tools that my students use a lot. Besides, I give them these recordings for tone. We have the Talking Dictionary, which is a project that I'm participating in, and I'm recording words, and I'm going to have him talk about that a little later. I ask my students always to use that as a source to, like, being home, if they don't have the opportunity all the time to go to a village where Zapotec is spoken, so they can listen and they can practice and they can repeat and produce the language at home or wherever they are and they're with internet connection. Yeah. Yes.
So I'm curious if you can share with us just a few pointers as to how you would wish to adapt this course for children.
Okay, so, in Teotitlan, I'm like imagining on how doing it and thinking on it. It'll be easier because they're already there. So, what kids in Teotitlan need is only to be motivated to produce the language because they already know it, like they can understand it and they only need this push to produce the language. So what I was thinking was in like having these classes with kids, first of all, I would love to know why they don't speak the language. So knowing that, I will know how can I motivate them to speak the language? So I will say that I will tell stories to them in Zapotec and then make little discussions about these little stories that I already have some stories to tell and to talk about with kids. And then like try to make them to create their own stories using the language, and then also like contextualizing them, like how would you say if you are in a party or in a celebration, how will you say, how will you play with kids, or how will you say I'm hungry, or how will you say this celebration is so cool, or you know, like very practical, very very practical. That's I'm very very motivated to work with kids, and I haven't had experience to work with kids, so I'm going to do all I can do to motivate them. But first of all, that I have to work on that motivation, because there's something there that's why they don't want to speak the language anymore. So I have to work first with that.
Can we hear a tongue twister in Zapotec?
Oh, okay. Let me remember one. I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
Yeah, I didn't plan it actually to. I'm sorry. I hope I can remember one. And if you see me like in the hole, and then I probably will tell you. Having the microphone in front of me is kind of. Is there any other question? Thank you.